Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it's early. It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We start in the NBA playoffs. Of course, we spent a lot of time on the classic that was game one between the Pacers and the Knicks last night. You get game two tonight of Thunderwolves. OKC took game one pretty dramatically. Do you expect that to continue? They are 7.5-point favorites tonight in game two.
Yeah, no, I made the mistake of saying this in game one, and Minnesota did not cover. OKC's look shaky enough to me, and their game one against Minnesota, the first half was a good example of how they mostly played. The second half, they were lights out.
Yeah.
I got to see OKC do it again before I fully trust them. I'm on the verge of doing it, but I would take Minnesota with the points tonight. I think OKC wins this series, though. So splitting the difference, I would rather be on the Minnesota side with the points.
If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You are on the bingo board. If I'm drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a
grab bag.
Last night in the NHL, the Oilers had a 3-1 lead over the Stars, only to lose 6-3. Tyler Seguin. 2 goals and an assist for Dallas, who take a 1-0 series lead.
So we could get Sagan and Marchand, Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
I know who you're rooting for there. I think I'm with you. I think Sagan. I'm pulling for Dallas. I can't root for Florida in a cup final.
I would think so.
But that'd be a fun matchup.
Yeah, Florida up 1-0. They play game two against Carolina tonight at 8 o'clock from Carolina. You think Florida goes up 2-0, or does Carolina even it?
Yes. I think Florida dominates that series and goes up 2-0. Yes.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Well, we haven't talked about it yet. Billy mentioned it in the trending today, but sad news out of the NFL. Jim Irsay, Colts owner, died at the age of 65, and he was just earlier in the day, like, tweeting about the Pacers. He's like, go Pacers, big game tonight.
Yeah, he was like, shout out to the Pacers, do this for the whole state of Indiana, something like that, earlier in the day. Now, I know he had not been in good health, but I was wondering yesterday, I'm like, it was a monumental day for the tush-push ruling anyway, where all the owners were there voting and, like, arguing with each other in some closed-door meeting. I can't imagine he was at that, but he was up in the morning tweeting.
Right.
He died peacefully in his sleep during the day yesterday. So, yeah, I don't know how many details we're going to get on that immediately. But, no, it's something that, you know, not on anybody's radar. And you wonder, he's one of the few owners in the league, Keith. And he inherited from his dad.
Yeah. But he's not one of the few of.
No. there's many of those. But he's one of the few owners in the league who this was the family business.
Right.
It's not the Crafts and their paper business. You know, it's not most of these other owners who have made money elsewhere and then had the money to buy an NFL team. Like, this was a family business. It was the one thing that he's making money off of and inherited. And you kind of wonder how long that's going to stay in the Irsay family. That could be a team that's up for bid, I'd imagine, shortly.
Not all really rich people, do you get the sense, are like having a great time and are happy. I had the sense he was having a great time.
No,
he might had a hard 65, but I feel like he was enjoying himself.
At times, too good of a time.
Probably.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of times where people are like, oh, like, what would you do with $1 million or a billion? What would you do with $1 billion? And you see some of these billionaires and you're
probably
like,
probably what he's doing.
Rocket ship in space?
Yeah.
No. Own a football team and just like have a blast all the time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you live hard, you live fast.
Right.
That kind of thing.
You know, buy old guitars and stuff like that.
Maybe start a rock band and own a football team?
Sure.
Yeah, that's probably most of us.
That's up there, yeah.
Okay.
You are my sunshine, my only
grab bag.
This came out yesterday. I forgot to mention it, but apparently the NFL, in all their rule changes and all their different discussions, they're cooking up something else here where we might get old lineman of the year. They're going to give out an old lineman of the year award. What is it, college football now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Outland Trophy.
Yeah. And it's somebody on the
Bednarik.
And somebody on Twitch on text line was like, they're just trying to steal your Haas of the Week.
Nah,
it's basically Haas of the Year.
It's a great point. They are stealing Haas of the Week and making it Haas of the Year. That's exactly what they're doing. Who's your favorite for that next year?
My favorite would be Big Trent Williams.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Yeah, Big Trent.
Needs to stay healthy.
Sure.
But I think he'd be the
all
odds
these guys
favorite.
Do. I mean, yeah, health, no. I put health first.
Yeah. You'd have
do you have
to.
A favorite?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not our
Will
guy
Campbell?
Here. It's not Will Campbell.
If Will
no.
Campbell wins the award.
How many Haases of the Week is he going to win if he if he's the Protector of the Year in the NFL? How
protector
many
Protector of the Year?
We might have to retire Haas of the Week for a second time.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Not to steal all of next week's material, but would you rather be the Protector of the Year or the Keeper of the Cup?
Definitely Protector of the Year.
Yeah,
Keeper
okay.
of the Cup right. is just who knows what skeletons that guy has in his closet. Yeah.
No fingerprints, though.
No.
Tell you that
good
much.
Point. He's getting away with whatever he wants. That's
You're
true.
You're not going to get him.
No.
No, sir.
You've been hit by a smooth
grab bag.
Justin Verlander landed on the IL with a right pectoral injury. Verlander's still pitching. He's not great this year, but he's still out there.
What? Let me guess his team real quick.
Yeah. Oh, fun game. Where in the world is Justin Verlander?
Rangers?
No.
Nick's nope. shaking his head. Do you know back there?
I do know, yeah.
Who?
The Giants.
He is with the San Francisco Giants. 42 years old. One of the few players in Major League Baseball older than me. And, he's 0-3 with a 4.33 ERA.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I've seen some photos of this guy.
I could see Billy and Nick talking back. I can't hear
you
them, but
I know exactly what they're saying.
I know exactly
Billy
what they're talking about.
I can't hear him. Billy leaned over and goes, play the Trump drop.
I
guarantee you. That's exactly
That's not it?
Okay.
I know.
I don't recommend. I don't request the Trump drop.
I know the subject matter of what you two were discussing back there.
Yeah. All right.
Come on.
Anyway, Verlander out with a right pec injury.
Okay.
Grab bag.
Gene Segura. Was it Jean?
How do you
say? Gene.
I think it was Gene.
Gene.
Yeah.
Gene Segura.
Yeah, he had a tough upbringing. He was a Gene.
Gene.
Yeah.
Boy named Gene.
Yeah.
I think boy named Sue came back to kill his father. No. But Gene Segura retired after 12 seasons, 2 All-Star appearances.
I was going to say, honestly.
Guy had a pretty nice career,
honestly,
I would have to say.
Would have been a good random baseball player of the day. Because I probably wouldn't have got that, but he was a 2-time All-Star, but never really on your radar.
On a million teams.
Yeah. Gene Segura would have been good.
Well, wait a couple of minutes.
When they play the Marlins or the Phillies.
Hey, it might be today.
Is it Gene Segura?
Oh, I forgot to do an Oriole today because I thought the game was going to get rained out.
Yeah.
Whatever. Look, I got a guy in the holster. I'm not doing an Oriole today. Not to tip our hand.
Let's just honor Gene Segura.
It is Gene Segura.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Sure.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent? Take a look.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's got to be. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Jones, let's go to the phones. We have a caller that wants to talk about the madness from earlier today with the Weenie 500. Looks like we might have an update on the Weenie 500.
Yeah. Mark in Medford, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So have you seen the eight bets that you can bet on for the wiener?
No, we have not. What do we have?
Wow.
Okay, the first one is how long will the wiener song be? 60 seconds or over 60 seconds?
That's a quick song. Under.
Under.
Yeah.
And then what will be the top speed? It goes from like 0 to 10 all the way up to 101 to 120 miles per hour.
Ooh.
That's flying. Then, no chance.
That's got to be shaking 70, at 80. Yeah.
75.
Yeah.
Who will have the fastest lap time? And it lists, you know, all six mobiles.
Okay.
Chicago
Dog. How many times will commentators say Oscar Mayer wiener? Over 2.5? Under 2.5?
Way over.
I would hope over.
Way over.
Will any wiener mobiles spin out, which I hope to see? I'm saying yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's got to be no juice on that bet. Yeah.
Good bet.
Which wiener mobile will have the slowest lap time? And it lists all six.
New York but Dog. I'm biased, but New York Dog.
What condiment will be sprayed on the winner? Ketchup, mustard, mayo, barbecue sauce, or another?
Mayonnaise.
Relish.
Mustard.
Relish.
It'll be mustard.
Okay. Just call my
name and I'll be... Grab bag.
All right. Best NBA performers from last night. Jones, was it Pascal Siakam?
Nope.
17, 5, and 6? Was it Aaron Nesmith, 30 points? Kind of it.
Not kind of it.
8 and 9.
8 threes. Three. Yeah, give him the threes.
Well, he had 2 rebounds and 0 assists.
Oh, yeah, but give him the threes.
Jalen Brunson, 43 points, 5 dimes.
Not him.
Karl Anthony Towns, 35 points, 12 rebounds.
Hey, he was trending that way.
Tyrese Halliburton, 31 points, 4 rebounds, 11 assists, and 1 choke sign.
This is tough. I think I'm going to go, if that was the game winner, Halliburton, no-brainer, I'm going Nesmith on this.
You're
one.
You're going Nesmith?
Yeah, is that no good? I'm going Nesmith.
All right, no, I think Nesmith deserves it. I think he had a nice one.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grab bag.
Best baseball performer from last night. Was it Jake Berger?
You almost knock your hat off.
I'm excited. 3 for 4. 2 dongs and a steal.
Okay.
Was it Logan O'Hope?
Hoppy. Yeah.
2 for 4, 2 dongs.
Nice night.
3 RBI, 3 runs.
Sure.
Was it Nick Kurtz? 2 for 5, 2 home runs, 2 RBI.
Mm-hmm.
Two RBI, 2 home runs. Was it Isaac Paredes? 2 for 4, 2 dongs. Or
double dong kind of night.
Was it Kevin Gausman? 7 scoreless with 9 Ks for the Blue Jays.
I forgot my first option. What was my first option again?
Your first option was Jake Berger.
Yeah, let's go with Berger.
You're gonna go with that?
Yeah, sure.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, this is on me. I forgot that the Red Sox were playing tonight. They're playing the Orioles. Now, it might get rained out. Maybe that's what was in my mind. Yeah. They might get rained out.
Yeah, you were just so far. You were so far ahead of everything. You assume there's no game, so you skip right past the ball.
So I didn't pick an Oriole.
Aspect. Okay.
Hand up. That's on me. Tomorrow, get yourself an Oriole. Yeah, guaranteed Oriole tomorrow.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Orioles tomorrow.
Two Orioles?
Two birds.
Wow.
This is a gentleman who played for just two teams. The Brewers and the Astros.
Not Gene Segura.
It's not Gene Segura.
Brewers and Astros. Okay.
Brewers and Astros.
Okay.
He was a shortstop.
Okay, Brewers
also
and Astros shortstop.
Played a little outfield, a little second base, but primarily a shortstop. Far and away a shortstop.
Carlos Lee?
No, well, not a shortstop.
You know, there's a little bit of other positions in there.
What the hell?
Yeah, all right, keep going.
That was not Carlos Lee.
The teams are right.
Now, this he only played six seasons in the majors. Played 6 years in the majors. He was the rookie of the year in 1992. He finished 18th in the MVP that year. He stole 54 bases.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Where you said it was Brewers and Astros. Where did he start his career? Milwaukee?
He started his career in Milwaukee. Yeah, so he was a Brewers rookie of the year. He ended his career with the Astros
years?
In 97. 92 to 97, rookie of the year, 54 steals in his first year. God, 251 swipe, career average.
Swipe City.
Yeah, rookie of the year, which is nothing to sneeze at.
He was with the Killer Bees, right?
You know who we beat that year?
Bagwell, Biggio,
Kenny Lofton.
Wow.
He defeated Kenny Lofton for rookie of the year.
You're flying if you're doing that.
You're right. Right.
It's also AL Brewers, right?
That is AL Brewers. You got that straight. AL Brewers. Text line. Our Twitch chat has it. Text line.
I've started to slowly hate myself more than usual during this because I can't.
Well, you guys get them really quick, and then I'm like.
Yeah, but I don't even have a guess. Yeah. This is like the third day in a row. I don't even have a guess.
Yeah.
At least give me a guess. It's not Tony Graffinino.
Mm.
I'm just trying to even think of shortstops in that era. It's not Carlos Lee. No.
What were the years again?
92 to 97.
92 to 97.
Shortstop, primarily.
Rookie of the year.
Six-year career. What the hell?
And he's also in the Milwaukee Brewers Wall of Honor. That's a thing. He's in. He's in that. He's on that, maybe.
I'm breaking and looking. Billy, you can keep guessing if you want to.
I got nothing.
Let's see. Textline has it. Or Textline definitely. Or Twitch definitely has it. Text
Twitch
has
chat
it.
Is trying to throw me for
it's
a loop.
Not, you can't read everything that they write.
If this is who it is, I would never. Is it Pat Listash?
He got it.
I remember that name.
Dude, Pat Listash.
Okay, I remember that name.
Remember the name, remember the play. Wouldn't have guessed in a million years.
Okay, but you remember the name.
I do recall the name.
That's a random player.
But
Pat Listash.
If you asked me what position Pat Listash played, I would have been wrong. But I think I would have said he's a pitcher.
No.
Oh, short said baseball.
Yeah.
Plays baseball. It's positionless.
How many games a year did he play?
All of them, dude. He's the rookie of the year.
On the Milwaukee Wall of Fame.
He's in the Wall of Fame.
Pat Listash.
He had 503 career games.
Bob Uecker, Fonzie.
5'9", 170.
503 career games in 6 years?
Yeah.
5'9", 170.
He's a little pocket-sized guy.
David Eckstein ahead of his time.
He finished ahead of Jack Black McDowell, George Bell, Mike Bordick, Mike Messina, Albert Bell in the MVP voting that year.
Boy, he really fell off after year one.
He kind of was a one
he
and done.
Hot.
Yeah.
How's he on their Wall of Fame?
Pat Listash, probably his rookie of the year.
They're like, well, he played 6 years. Five of them were in Milwaukee. Let's throw him on the Wall
the
of Fame.
The Brewers don't have much. They have
I feel like that was a rookie.
Yount and Paul Molitor.
I feel like that was a rookie card that I
Robin
had.
Robin Yount, Paul Molitor.
You get the new Pat Listash?
Yeah,
I got the Pat Listash.
Ricky Weeks.
Ricky Weeks is a good one. You don't have to
Prince Fielder, Ryan Braun.
Prince Fielder.
You have to burn through all your
Braun.
Brewers now.
Yeah, do they play them?
Probably. They play everybody.
I think we should probably workshop more than we do. We should probably workshop way more names than
I'm going to start just Googling guys who stole a billion bases in their career and just work from there.
I like steals guys.
I don't necessarily think that's cheating. If you want to
look
do
up
some
steals guys,
play the Brewers
general
after
research.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't. Oh.
They're playing the Brewers right after Baltimore.
How about that?
In Milwaukee.
Okay.
How about this?
Get your Brewers ready.
Monday through Wednesday.
Nice.
Listash was traded to the Yankees along with Graham Lloyd for Gerald Williams and Bob Wickman. With rookie Derek Jeter installed as shortstop, the Yankees intended to use Listash as a backup outfielder as they made the trade specifically to acquire Lloyd. Listash, however, suffered what they thought was a bruise, turned out to be a broken foot. So the Yankees returned Listash to the Brewers, accepting shortstop Gabby Martinez and pitcher Ricky Bonus.
That's our guy.
That's our guy. We both had the autograph.
Wow, how about that? How many random ballplayers were
like
in that one transaction?
Eight, yeah,
the whole transaction was random ballplayers.
Butterfly effect, man.
Wow.
One of the great what-ifs. What if Pat Listash went to the Yankees?
Pat Listash. is our random baseball player of the day, each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.